26章。
Acts chapter 26,
18节。
Verse 18.
26章18节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，是要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。又因为信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。啊，这里啊，神指示保罗要到外邦人那里去。
Here God told Paul to go preach to the Gentiles.
要传福音给外邦人。
To preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
为什么传福音这么重要？
Why is the preaching the gospel important?
下面讲了几个重点。
And this verse tells a few points.
叫他们眼睛得开。
First is to open their eyes.
就是看得到那个我们肉眼所看不见的世界。
So that the Gentiles may see what their fleshly eyes cannot see.
那就是灵界。
And which is the spiritual world.
眼睛如果没有开，我们就没有办法认识灵界。
If the eyes are not open, then we cannot see the spiritual world.
眼睛如果一开，你可以看到，天使。
But once our eyes are open, then we can see angels.
你可以看到天国的荣耀。
You can see the glory of heaven.
眼睛开，我们可以看到魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，到处在游行。
And once our eyes are open, we can see Satan and how he is like the roaring lion trying to devour people.
这种属灵的眼睛啊，只有主耶稣才能够打开。
And only Jesus can open our spiritual sight.
但是魔鬼的工作哦，完全相反，要把人的心眼弄瞎。
But the work of Satan is opposite to what God wants to do. He wants to blind the people.
我们现在看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第四章第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡人的身上。第四节。
Verse 4.
此等不信的人，被世界的神弄瞎的心眼，不叫基督荣耀的福音光照他们。这个地方讲说，这个不信的人，就是不信主耶稣的人，他就是被世界的神弄瞎的心眼。
Here the Bible tells us that those unbelievers, the people who do not believe in God, are blinded by the gods of this world.
这个世界的神就是指的魔鬼。
And the God of this world refers to Satan.
那魔鬼把人的心眼弄瞎了。
So Satan has blinded people.
叫人看不见基督荣耀福音的光。
So that people cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of the Christ.
所以一个人会不会信主神可以开他的眼睛他可以看到救恩的可贵，但是魔鬼也会弄瞎人的眼睛叫他们看不见福音的光。
God can open somebody's eyes and allow this person to believe in Christ, but Satan can also blind this person's eyes so that he will not believe.
因此，要带领人信主这是一种属灵的征战。
So to bring someone to believe in Christ, it is a spiritual battle.
我们常常祷告神与我们同工，人的心眼就会打开。
We often pray to God so that He may be with us and help us in the work of the gospel.
那不然这个世界都落在那个恶者的手下。
So with God's help, the person can open his eyes and see the glory of God, so that we will not perish.
那我们再回到《使徒行传》的二十六章哈。
Let's go back to Acts chapter 26.
18节。
Verse 18.
说眼睛得开之后，我们就可以从黑暗归向光明。
Here it says that after we open our eyes, we can go from darkness to light.
然后从撒旦的权下归向神。
And also to leave the power of Satan to go under God's power.
这里特别用权下来形容撒旦，表示魔鬼有某一种能力。
Here it says that the power of Satan, which says that Satan also have some sort of power.
那既然有能力，就是能够控制人。
And because Satan has this power, he is also able to control human being.
人会被他掌管。
and human beings are being controlled by Satan.
那信耶稣之后就是归向神。
But after we believe in Christ, then we are of God.
所以人就不在魔鬼的掌管之下。
And human beings are then not under the control of Satan.
啊，因为已经从他的手里面脱离了，脱离了他掌管。
Because one will be escaped from Satan's power already.
那我们刚刚在读的那个路加第八章哦，被魔鬼附着。那我们现在在想说，有没有可能我们信耶稣还会被魔鬼附着？
We read about the demon-possessed person in Luke chapter 8, but we also have to think about, is it possible to be possessed by demon even after you believe?
信耶稣已经从魔鬼的权下归向神。
After believing in Christ, you have already left Satan and go to God.
所以信耶稣不属于魔鬼的掌管。
So believing in Christ is not under the control of Satan.
但是如果信了主耶稣之后，有魔鬼的工作，或被魔鬼附身，啊，一定有原因。
But if you already believe in Christ and Satan still works on you, then there must be some reasons.
在以弗所书里面啊，我们来看以弗所书哈。
In the book of Ephesians,
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
27节。
Verse 27.
以弗所书第四章二十七节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27.
这里说，也不要给魔鬼留地步。这里有句话说，不要给魔鬼留地步。
Here it says that do not give the devil a foothold.
啊，这个留地步是什么意思？
What does it mean to leave a foothold?
如果我们知道说外面人在敲门，哦，那一个人是很凶恶的人，你连开门都不可开。
If we know that an evil person is knocking on our doors, then we will not open the door at all.
因为你一开门，他一脚踏进来，你去给他留地步了，他就跑进来。
Because once you open the door and the evil person steps in, then you cannot resist the evil.
哦，就是留地步，就是说留一个空间呐，给他生存，留一个空间给他去发展。
So leaving a foothold means to leave some space to allow the evil to grow, to expand.
啊，本来我们归属于神哦，魔鬼是不会进到我们里面来。
We belong to God, so Satan cannot enter us.
而且神也在保守我们。
And God also protects us.
所以一般的情况下，不可能有魔鬼会进到我们内心。
So under normal circumstances, Satan cannot enter our hearts.
但是如果给魔鬼留地步，那就另外一回事。
But if we leave room for Satan, then that's a different story.
那是我们自己打开一个破洞，让魔鬼进来。
That's because we open a room for Satan to enter.
我们现在看约翰福音十七章，主耶稣讲一个例子。
Let's look at John chapter 17, in which Jesus gives an example.
啊，约翰福音十七章的十二节。
John chapter 17, verse 12.
我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名，保守了他们。啊，我也护卫其中，护卫了他们。其中除了一个灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡。这里主耶稣说我保守了他们。
Here Jesus said that he protected them.
啊，因为你所赐给我的名。
Because of the name that you gave me.
就是主耶稣这个名是神赐给他的。
So the name Jesus is given to him by God.
那这个名就是神的名字。
And this name is the name of God as well.
在十一节就讲得很清楚。
And this is stated very clearly in verse 11.
那为着神的名的荣耀，神保守我们。
And because of the glory of God's name, He protects us.
啊，而且神护卫了我们。
He protects us and sustains us.
啊，但是我们就发现，哎，那为什么主耶稣拣选十二个门徒？这个十二个里面呢，天天跟主耶稣在一起，有一个被魔鬼吃掉了。
But how come out of the 12 disciples who were with Jesus every single day, one of them was devoured by Satan?
这里在十二节讲，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡，就是有一个是灭亡之子。
Here it says that except for the one doomed to destruction, all the others were not lost.
哦，那个就是指的犹大。
And the one who was doomed is Judas.
那为什么神没有保守犹大呢？
But how come God did not protect Judas?
啊，在十五节说。
In verse 15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。神常常保守我们脱离那魔鬼。
In verse 15, it says that my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.
所以如果不是神保守，我们早就被魔鬼吃掉了。
So if it weren't for God's protection, then we would already be devoured by the evil one.
魔鬼有太大的力量。Because
Satan has great powers as well.
那神的力量比他更大。
But God's power is greater than Satan's power.
那为什么神保守呢？犹大还会被魔鬼吃掉呢？
But why under Jesus' protection, Judas was still devoured by Satan?
那就是我们刚刚读以弗所说的，他给魔鬼留地步。
That's because of what we read in Ephesians. He actually left room for Satan to enter.
那怎么留地步？
And how did he leave room?
就是他的心呢，贪财。
That's because he was greedy.
那这个就是给魔鬼留地步。
And this is leaving a foothold for Satan.
玛利亚在献香膏的时候
Because when Maria was giving the ointment
那个时候犹大就讲得很好听啊说这个可以卖掉分给穷人
Jesus said that you could sell this oil and distribute the money to the poor
但是圣经里面特别说这是因为犹大贪财
But in the Bible it says specifically that this is because Judas actually wanted money
所以他可能常常从那个钱袋里面去拿钱
He probably often took money from the sack.
啊，这个就是给魔鬼留一个洞跑进来。
And by doing so, he is leaving a foothold for Satan to enter.
嗯，他没有醒过来。
He did not wake up.
哦，所以那个，约翰十三章说，魔鬼把放耶稣的意思放在犹大里面，把卖耶稣的意思放在犹大里面。
So in John chapter 13, Satan already put the idea of betraying Jesus into Judas's head.
他有一个贪，就有一个破洞，所以魔鬼就把这个。 一个犯罪的意念就放到他里面，以后他就好像昏迷不醒。
And because of his greediness, Satan was able to enter into the foothold that he had saved for Satan.
那魔鬼醒过来的时候，他已经把坏事做好了。
But when he realized it's wrong, he already did wrong.
所以，我们如果常常保守自己在神的爱里面。
So if we can always be under the protection of God's love,
在至圣的真道上常常造就我们自己,
and to always improve ourselves on this road to holiness,
那在圣灵里面常常祷告,
and to always pray in the Holy Spirit,
我们就不会给魔鬼留一个破口,
then we will not leave a hole to let Satan enter,
让魔鬼进到我们里面来做工,
to allow Satan to enter into us to do his evil works.
我们刚刚讲那个贪心是一个,
And we said greed is one weakness.
那我们现在看那个大卫哈。
So let's look at David.
大卫年轻的时候，灵性很好。
When David was young, he had a good faith.
怎么到最后会十条诫命犯了三条？
But how did he commit three out of the Ten Commandments towards the end?
第七条。
The sixth, the seventh.
还有第十条。
And the tenth commandment.
怎么会这样呢？ 灵性这么好的人。
How can such a faithful person commit so many wrongs?
就是他灵修开始松懈了。
Because his spiritual life was weakened.
所以啊，那他心里面呢，给魔鬼留地步。Because
he left room for Satan.
魔鬼做工，他就犯罪了。And
when Satan started to work, he sinned.
那有时候我们吃拜偶像的东西啊，也会给魔鬼留地步。And
sometimes when we eat food that were offered to the idols, we also leave room for Satan.
这个拜偶像的东西是污秽的。Because
whatever is offered to the idols is unclean.
偶像是污秽的。 是邪的
Idols are unclean and they are evil
所以如果我们信主以后家里有拜偶像的东西或者有偶像这给魔鬼留地步以后魔鬼会进来
So after we believe and we still have anything that's related to idol worshipping then we are leaving room for Satan
有一次我们在美国有一个青年犯鬼
Once there was this youth who experienced
被魔鬼附着
who was demon possessed
我看那个眼神就不太对了。And
he did not look normal.
然后他可以跑到外面去看太阳。He
could also run out to look at the sun.
我们谁可以他看太阳？他可以看太阳。Who
among us can look at the sun directly? But he could.
然后在地上打滚。And
then he started rolling on the ground.
人都抓不住。And
nobody could catch him.
到底怎么一回事？怎么有可能呢？
And we all wonder what's happening.
那一定有原因的。There
must be reasons.
我就找。
And then after searching,
就找到说他的公公是从台湾到美国来。
We found out his father-in-law just came from Taiwan.
然后他的公公是拜偶像。
And his father-in-law actually worships idols.
那他有那个，他说他保平安的符咒。
And his father-in-law also has this, has this special talisman to protect him from disasters.
那小小的他就放在那个叫什么，wallet，就放在那个放钱包里面。
And then he put this talisman into his wallet.
那就这样一张小小的符咒哦。
And just because of this thin little piece of talisman, Satan entered into his household.
后来找到了，把它用火烧。正在烧的时候，那个青年在地上一直打滚，哎呀，就好像烧到他一样。
After finding this piece of talisman, they burned it, and then during the burning process, this youth was actually started rolling on the ground again, like as if he was hurting.
差不多就好了一半。
And afterwards, he was healed half.
但是还没有完全好。
But he was not completely. Back to normal.
那就还一定还有原因呢。
So there must be some other reasons.
后来找到他的那个公公哦，他那个有一件衣服哦，他们叫做过火啊，说过火就是跟偶像有关的衣服啊，还挂在衣橱上面。
So after much search, they found another thing, which is a shirt in which his father-in-law had to worship the idols.
哦，把它烧掉。
So they burned the shirt as well.
又好了很多，但是又没有完全好。The
youth actually recovered a bit, but was not fully recovered.
再找。So
they searched again.
在客厅就找到一个弥勒佛。And
in the living room, they found a little Buddha statue.
弥勒佛就是肚子大大，两手举起来笑笑那个。It
is the Buddha statue of Buddha with a beer belly.
然后，因为他有一个朋友在日本，有一个朋友在日本。 把他拜完之后，把他当这个艺术品的送给他。
And his friend, who lives in Japan, actually used this Buddha statue to worship, and afterwards gave this to him as a present.
就是放在那里，魔鬼也会做工。
So when he put it in his living room, Satan entered into his household.
后来就把它劈掉，把它丢掉。
So the people destroyed this Buddha statue.
来祷告，魔鬼就出去了。
Prayed once again, and Satan left.
到现在没有问题。
And ever since then, there hasn't been any trouble in his household.
信主，不要给魔鬼留地步。So
when we believe in Christ, we should not leave room for Satan.
家里不要有任何跟偶像有关的东西。We
shouldn't have anything that's idol-related in our household.
或者我们做生意的场合里面不要有任何跟偶像的有关系的东西。And
when we are doing business with others, we shouldn't include anything that has to do with idol worshiping.
这不是说主耶稣怕偶像。
This is not because Jesus is afraid of idols or we are afraid of idols, but because God despises evil.
那如果我们留下这个跟偶像有关系的东西，就留下一个破口，留下一个地步给魔鬼工作。
And if we leave anything that's idol worshiping related, then we are leaving foothold for Satan to enter.
所以我们回到那个路加第八章，这一个人遇到主耶稣以后，
So let's go back to Luke chapter 8. After this demon-possessed person met Jesus, he was cured. Let's look at verse 35. Luke chapter 8, verse 35.
众人出来要看见什么事，到了耶稣那里，看见鬼所离开那人，坐在耶稣的脚前，穿着衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。这里说， 好多人出来看见到底发生了什么事。
Here says that many people came out and saw what happened.
结果就发现那个人已经好了，坐在耶稣的脚前。
And they discovered that the demon-possessed person was recovered and sat in front of Jesus' feet.
所以在世界上，只有信主耶稣，我们才能够脱离魔鬼的权势。
So in this world, only through believing in Christ can we escape from Satan's power.
只有努力地亲近神，不要给魔鬼留地步。 我们就不会有魔鬼在我们的生活周围在做工。We
have to draw closer to God, and then Satan will not be able to come near to us.
好，那在这个魔鬼离开这个人的时候，到底发生什么事情？So
when the devil left this demon-possessed person, what happened?
这里说三十一节说不要吩咐他下到无底坑去。
Here in verse 31 said that they begged him repeatedly not to order them to go to the abyss.
因为到无底坑就没有自由了，被锁住了。
Because once one enters into the abyss, one will not have any freedom.
那在地上魔鬼跑来跑去，好像吼叫的狮子。
On this ground, the demons can run around like roaring lions.
所以现在跑到这个人身上。
So these demons actually went into this person's body.
那现在出来以后要去哪里呢？
But after they came out, they had nowhere to go.
所以鬼就央求耶稣三十二节哈，准他进到猪群里面去。
So in verse 32, they asked Jesus to let them enter into a herd of pigs.
啊，猪也是脏的。
And pigs are also dirty.
那这个犯鬼的人住在坟墓也是脏的。
And this demon-possessed person who used to live in tombs is also unclean.
所以这个魔鬼的工作就是污秽的。
Thus, the work of
特性，魔鬼的特性就是污秽。
Thus, the characteristic of one of the characteristics of devil's work is unclean.
啊，后来主耶稣就允许他。
And then Jesus gave them permission.
啊，那这个啊猪啊就全部都啊闯下山来，投在湖里就淹死了。
So all these pigs rushed down the steep hill and were drowned in the lake.
哦，那这里我们又可以看到魔鬼的特性。
So from this we can see the special characteristics of the devil.
魔鬼所进入这个猪，到最后猪也是投到海里淹死了。
The demons enter into the pigs, and these pigs were drowned in the lake.
所以这个魔鬼啊，在哪一个人身上工作，或者一个家庭里面工作，到最后带来的结果一定不好。
So whoever or whatever is demon possessed, does not have will suffer.
啊，所以有时候啊，人啊，常常有自杀的倾向哦，当然也可以把它解作精神问题，但是有时候有的也是魔鬼的工作。
There are times when people have mental problems, but there are also times when it is actually the work of Satan.
魔鬼进到人，人就想，想要自杀。
When Satan enters somebody, then this person will feel suicidal.
这是魔鬼的一种工作的方式。
This is one of the ways that Satan works.
因为自杀人就根本就没有机会再得到救恩了。
Once a person commits suicide, then this person will not be able to live again.
那或者说，一个信主的人跑去自杀，他也不能得救。
And if a person who is a believer and went to commit suicide, then he or she cannot be saved.
因为身体是神的殿。
Because our body is the temple of God.
圣经说，有人毁坏这个身体，神就要毁坏他。
And in the Bible, it says that once the person destroys his own body, then God will also destroy it.
所以跑去自杀，毁坏这个神的殿，神就要毁坏这个人。当然，这个就不能得救。
So to commit suicide to destruct the temple of God, of obviously God will not save this person.
所以这个魔鬼的工作是多方面的。
So Satan seeks many ways to perform his work.
但是到最后，这个工作都是不好的。
But towards the end, the result is always disastrous.
那在马可里面有讲啊，那个猪的数目差不多有2000啊。
And it says that there were about 2,000 pigs.
哦，所以那个2000条猪哦，那是很多钱呐。
And 2,000 pigs. Imagine how much imagine the value of these pigs.
那有人就问了，为什么主耶稣要允许这个魔鬼跑到猪那里，然后投到海里死掉呢？
So people ask, why did Jesus allow the demons to go into the pigs and allow the pigs to die?
那有的人这样解释。
And some people explain.
就是主耶稣为了要救这个人。
Jesus wants to save this demon-possessed person.
2,000条猪死了。
2,000 pigs died.
也就是说，在主耶稣的眼中啊，一个人的价值啊，比2,000条猪还有价值。
So which means in the eyes of Jesus, this one man is more valuable than 2,000 pigs.
猪也有生命，人也有生命。
Pigs also have life, and so do men.
但是一个人的生命，那个价值超过2,000条猪的生命的价值。
But the life of one man is more valuable than the 2,000 lives of pigs.
也就是神在神的眼中，神看人的价值是超过一切的。
So thus this shows that in God's eyes, men are more valuable than anything else.
所以为着救这个人，神允许魔鬼进到2,000条猪里面去。
And in order to save this one person, Jesus allowed the demons to go into the pigs.
所以真的，人在神的眼中是何等的尊贵，神是何等的怜悯看重这一个人。
So how valuable and how precious are we in God's eyes?
就是常常我们没有去想，没有去认识。
And this is something that we do not often think of or remember.
其实在神的眼中，人是很宝贵的。
So in God's eyes, we are very precious.
我们现在看希伯来书。
Let's look at Hebrews.
啊，希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil.
这个地方说，儿女有血肉之体，这个儿女就是人了。
So here says that children have flesh and blood, and the children refer to mankind.
然后他亲自也成为血肉之体，就是主耶稣来世界。
And he also became flesh and blood, which means that Jesus came to this world.
然后为了借着死败坏掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
So through Jesus' death, he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
所以要救一个人的灵魂，主耶稣成为肉身来为我们死。
So to save one person's soul, Jesus became man and to die for us.
因此这个在神的眼中人有何等的价值。
So this shows how valuable we are in God's eyes.
神成为人来地上，他为我们的罪而死，把我们救出魔鬼的手里。
He became man to save us, to die for us and to save us from the devil's hands.
但是天使犯罪变成魔鬼神没有为他牺牲啊。
But when the angel sinned and became the devil, God did not die for him.
但是人犯罪了，神下来做人，为人牺牲。
But when mankind sins, then Jesus became flesh and died for us.
那我们就了解说，在神的眼中，人的价值其实超过天使。
So from here, we can see that we are more valuable than the angels.
所以我们越了解，我们越会感谢说我们算不了什么，但是神真的看我们是这么的宝贵。
So the more we understand, we are more thankful in that we know that Jesus values us very much.
我们现在回到路加第八章。
Now let's go back to Luke chapter 8.
路加第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
35节。
Verse 35.
众人出来要看什么事，到了耶稣那里，看见所离开那个人，鬼所离开那个人坐在耶稣脚前穿的衣服，心里明白就害怕。所以说众人看见就心里明白。
So here it says that when the people saw, they already understood what happened.
那到底他明白什么？
So what did they understand?
明白这一个人现在很正常坐在耶稣的脚前，是因为耶稣把鬼赶出去。
They saw that this person who is now normal and used to be demon-possessed is because Jesus actually cast the demons away.
然后他们就害怕。
And they were afraid.
这个圣经记载害怕主耶稣最少有两个地方。
In the Bible, there are two records of when it said that they were afraid of Jesus.
一个是那主耶稣叫彼得下海捕鱼。
Once was when Jesus told Peter to catch fish in the sea.
那彼得捕到很多鱼。
And Peter caught many much fish.
他害怕说主离开我，我是一个罪人。
And Peter was afraid, and he said that, "Oh Lord, please leave me because I am a sinner."
因为自己觉得不配啊，所以害怕，就叫主耶稣离开。
He was ashamed of himself and thus was afraid and told Jesus to leave.
但是在这个地方众人就觉得害怕，后来就叫主耶稣离开。
Here it says the multitude were afraid and wanted Jesus to leave.
因为那个地方既然这么多人在养猪可见如果主耶稣再继续在那个地方再多赶两个跟鬼那猪就全部死光了。
Because at a specific place, many people tended pigs. So if Jesus were to cast two more demon-possessed people, then we don't know how many pigs would have died.
所以在当地的人来看，猪很宝贵。
So to the natives, they value pigs.
那鬼被赶出去了，进到猪里面，猪都死了。 所以他们不愿意再看到这样，就请主耶稣走吧。
So when demons were cast out of a man into the pigs, they valued the pigs and wanted Jesus to leave.
所以在人的眼中，常常我们看啊地面上的产物，我们所有的会超过一个人灵魂的价值。
So in our human eyes, we often only see the value of the material things over the spiritual things.
虽然主耶稣要带给他们恩典。
Even though Jesus wanted to bring them blessings,
但是他们没有办法有这种牺牲的心。
But these people did not have the sacrificing heart to receive Jesus.
所以他只好请主耶稣走。
So they asked Jesus to leave.
他知道，但是他请主耶稣走。
They knew Jesus' power, but they still asked Jesus to leave.
今天我们在信仰生活当中，有很多人知道有神。
So today in our spiritual life, many people know God's existence.
我们至少在就在费城里面，我看到好多慕道者在这边来啊查考过，也在这边得过圣灵。
So in Philadelphia Church, we've seen so many truth seekers who have come to study the Bible and even receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，有的就没有再来。
But not that many people still come to church.
他也知道，他也体验过。
They knew and they have experienced.
但是他选择离开主耶稣。
But they chose to leave Jesus.
有时候就是常常因为你要牺牲。
So oftentimes it is because we have to sacrifice.
我没有办法牺牲。
And we cannot sacrifice.
没有办法牺牲，只好离开主耶稣。
And due to this unwillingness to sacrifice, we have to leave Jesus.
或者请主耶稣离开我们。
When we ask Jesus to leave us.
所以主耶稣来到格拉森这个地方，已经把恩典带到这里。你看，一个这么被鬼附着、这么凶恶的人都正常了，但是他请主耶稣走。
So when Jesus came to this place of Gerasenes, he performed such a great miracle, and yet these people still were willing to sacrifice and ask Jesus to leave.
不是神没有给他们机会。
It's not because Jesus did not give them an opportunity.
是因为他们顾虑到自己的益处，他们放弃了这个机会。
But because they were selfish and cared for themselves and let go of this opportunity.
所以圣经才告诉我们说，将来审判的时候，神要把这个案上让我们每一个人来诉说，我们每一个人都可以讲理由为什么。
So towards the end of the world, the Bible says that we will be judged.
神的审判绝对公平。
And God's judgment is definitely fair.
神不是没有给我们机会。
It is not because God did not give us a chance.
但是有时候我们是看自己过于神，所以我们把放掉了。
But oftentimes we value ourselves more than God, and thus forsake God's grace.
那这段圣经也到最后，我们看主耶稣怎么吩咐这一个人。
So in this passage, let's see how Jesus, what did Jesus tell this person?
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter
8. 38节。
Verse 38.
猥琐离开那人，恳求和耶稣同在，耶稣却打发他回去说：“你回家去传说，神为你做何等大的事。”他们就满城，他就满城传扬耶稣为他们做何等大的事。这个人呐，打算跟耶稣。
This person, from verse 28, we see that this person wanted to go with Jesus.
因为他确实从主得到很大的恩典。
Because he truly received abundant grace from God.
但是主耶稣说你要回家去。
But Jesus told him to go home.
你要传说神在你身上做何等大的事。
And to tell how much God has done for you.
所以我们发现一个人得神恩典之后，神对我们的吩咐就是你要到处去传扬神给你的恩典。
So from here we know that after receiving grace and blessing from God, we have to go out and preach His goodness.
我们要开始过一个服侍神的生活。
We have to live a life of servitude.
这样来报答神的恩典。
In order to repay God's grace.
就在同一章的路加第八章开头。
And look at Luke chapter 8's beginning.
我们看第二节。
The beginning of Luke chapter 8, verse 2.
还有被恶鬼所附、被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇人，内中有称为抹大拉的玛利亚。曾有七个鬼从他身上赶出来，第三节。
Verse 3.
有希律的家苦宰的妻子约雅拿，并苏撒拿和好些别的妇女，都用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。这里讲抹大拉的玛利有七个鬼被主耶稣赶出来。
So it said in verse 2 of Luke chapter 8, it says that seven demons came out of Mary.
那从那一天开始他就开始服侍主耶稣。
And from that day, she started a life of servitude to serve Jesus.
那她的服侍就是从感恩的心来的。
and her service is out of a thankful heart.
那现在这个鬼被赶出去的，主耶稣就说：“你要去传说神为你做何等大的事，就是你要去传说你从神所得到何等大的恩典。”So
after this demon possessed person was cured, Jesus told him to tell how much God has done for him.
所以有时候我们在看这个神在叫人做圣工哦，好像说那三个十二个门徒啊。
So when God wants us to do work for Him, it is just like when He told the disciples to work for Him.
叫他说你来跟从我.
And to tell them that just follow me.
训练三年.
And they were trained for 3 years.
然后再叫他你去传福音.
And then told them go out and preach the gospel.
但是对这一个富贵的人,
but to this demon possessed person,
主耶稣连一天都没有训练他.
Jesus did not train him for even one day.
就叫他说，你在你身上做何等的大，你就去讲就可以了。And
told him to preach what God has done to him.
这就告诉我们说，为了做圣工，当然我们可以接受最好的训练，这是最好的。So
this tells us that in order to preach or do holy work, we can receive a lot of training.
但是有时候你虽然没有经过训练，你也可以传福音。
But sometimes, even without the training, you can still preach the gospel.
那传什么?
So what can you preach?
传神在我身上做的是何等大的事情?
You can preach how much grace and how much work God has done to you, yourself.
就传我们对神恩典的体验。
Just to preach how you feel about God's blessing and grace.
这个是别人驳不倒，没有办法否定的。
And this is something that nobody can deny.
我过去是怎样，我信主耶稣以后又是怎样。
You can tell what I was before and who I have become after believing in Christ.
所以神很爱我。
So God loves me.
谁能够否定呢？
So who can deny this?
谁能够说没有呢？
Who can say this is not true?
这个见证是活的。
And this is a living testimony.
这种见证也是很宝贵的。
And this is testimony is also precious.
所以主耶稣叫这个人说要去传福音。
So Jesus told this demon-possessed person to preach the gospel. So he went out and went to all over the town to tell how much Jesus had done for him. So we have, each of us has the blessings of God. We have to find many opportunities to preach the grace. To bring more people to God.
这是最后主行这个神迹的目的。
And this is the ultimate purpose of behind this miracle.